Revitalizing the University of Kentucky Campus, the impact on UK, the community, and the Commonwealth. Perspective from Dr. Eli Capelluto, President of the University of Kentucky. It is my honor today to welcome Dr. Eli Capelluto, President of the University of Kentucky, to UK Market Viewpoint. I'm Dave Blackwell, Dean of the Gatton College of Business and Economics and Professor of Finance. Welcome to UK Market Viewpoint. Thank you very much, Dr. Capelluto, for visiting with our listeners today.
Thank you, David. It's a delight to be with you.
Already underway at the University of Kentucky is an ambitious public-private partnership with Memphis-based EDR, a university real estate construction firm, to revitalize the living learning spaces on campus. President Capelluto, tell us about the reasoning behind the partnership.
EDR, the company we're working with, brings incredible expertise to the table. And they allow us to quickly revitalize our housing where we have excess demand using funds from outside of the state of Kentucky. They see us as a worthy investment, and it fills a need that we have on a campus that I noticed my first day here.
So what makes this partnership more attractive than alternative methods of rebuilding the core?
First of all, it's the scope and scale. EDR has done this on numerous campuses. They built 40,000 beds and managed that many around the country as well. But nothing on the scale that we're talking about here in Kentucky. They're going to have 100% equity stake in this. It allows us to reserve our funds and debt capacity for other academic facilities and non-revenue-generating projects that we see coming in the future.
This sounds really like it will have a dramatic impact. What do you see the impact on the campus and our academic programs from the projects?
First of all, it'll allow us to serve more students with the modern living learning facilities that they expect and see at competing institutions. It allows us to meet this excess demand. Currently, we have 6,000 total beds. Only 600 are modern, and we have 85% of our freshmen trying to live in those 600 beds. The first phase that we're working on right now will provide 600 new beds by August of this year. And our next phase will put online in August of 2014 an additional 2,300 beds. Including in this is over 60,000 square feet of multi-purpose learning study space.
What about the impact on the Lexington community in the state?
I think this is going to be felt certainly in Lexington, but across the Bluegrass and across the state. The first phase of this, $26 million. The second phase, another $130 million. Heightened tax revenues, we estimate nearly 2 million state payroll taxes, Kentucky sales taxes, local state tax benefits, all of this rolls into several million dollars. And one of the joys I treat myself to on an early Saturday morning, because the project we have underway now, you can find those workmen up out there bright and early, we're going to create probably 4,400 direct and indirect jobs. And to talk to some of those folks on the job, it's great dignity that comes with this work. You're going to be part of revitalizing the core of our campus that'll be felt for another 50 years.
Last week, House Bill 7 was passed unanimously by the House Appropriations and Revenue Committee and was recently passed by the House with almost no opposition. What does the final approval of this bill mean for the University of Kentucky?
Well, with this project approval, we'll be able to self-finance with institutionally generated funds a mix of projects in a very unique way. It allows us to move forward without any state money being dedicated to these projects.
So what projects are included in the bill for the University of Kentucky, and why were they selected?
We selected these projects based on need and opportunities made possible by a unique funding mix and a partnership with UK Athletics. First project, $65 million Gatton College of Business and Economics expansion and renovation. This facility has the third highest student usage rate on our campus. The plan will accommodate in expanded enrollment and faculty growth. It'll have cutting-edge learning space to facilitate collaborative learning, an executive MBA center, a conference center and 500-seat auditorium. Of course, it'll be LEED certified. The second project, $110 million renovation of Commonwealth and Nutter Center. This is upgrades to Nutter so we can recruit the very best student athletes and keep them healthy once they get here. In Commonwealth, we're trying to improve that fan experience that you have to have today. New press facilities, full-service kitchen, up to 20 private suites, 2,000 new club seats, new multi-purpose recruiting room. This is facilities that we'll be able to use for other university purposes. Helps us improve the UK brand. And then I'm really excited about a $100 million academic science building. The current Chem Phys building has the second highest usage rate on campus. I like to say it's been great, but it's sort of a 19th century facility when we have 21st century faculty. We'll be able to incorporate technology-infused classrooms. We will be able to include in this facility multidisciplinary science education and research. And this project, it's $100 million, $65 million of it will be covered by UK Athletics.
Well, you mentioned what I believe is likely an unprecedented partnership between athletics and academics in anywhere in the country. But what other financial resources will be available to support these projects, and how are they going to be financed?
David, the Gatton College of Business and Economics is relying on generosity of some private philanthropists who have stepped forward in an impactful way. We're going to be reaching out to even more people with the expectation that we can raise millions of dollars for this project. It's a $65 million project. We hope to push as far as we can to the total amount. But we need approval because we need to finance some of this over time while people pay off their pledges. Commonwealth Stadium, all of the cost for that comes from the new revenue brought about through the club seating and executive suites. And then, as I mentioned before, academic science, two-thirds of that by athletics. We'll push for other philanthropic opportunities, and we've set aside in our budget funds to meet the balance of what would be annual payments for a period of time.
It looks like we are on the verge of seeing a lot of cranes in the air very soon. What is the anticipated impact on the state and local economies?
Great impact, but I want to start with the first impact will be on our students. We're a students-first university. Students use facilities often as a proxy, first measure of how they think an institution values their education. So I think this will signal clearly to our students that we put them first. In economic terms, all of these projects, we probably have 300 or 400 direct jobs and then hundreds of indirect jobs. They'll be done in phases, so it'll be an impact over quite a few years. 10,000 students are impacted immediately from the Gatton College. Over 60,000 fans and students every weekend for what goes on in Commonwealth and every day in terms of a training facility for our student athletes. And then the Academic Science Building, given its most second heavily utilized building on campus, one that nearly all of our colleges rely on as an educational venue for their students. That impact upon our students will be immense.
Our guest today has been Dr. Eli Capiluto, president of the University of Kentucky. President Capiluto, these are truly exciting developments, and I appreciate you sharing them with our listeners today. For WUKY, I'm Dave Blackwell.